All right. Welcome back to Your Worst Neighbors podcast here live in our the studios, the Your Worst Neighbors studios in San Jose, California. This is your host, Jorge Sanchez, with my beautiful co-host, the one and only PX Floral.
That is the first time you've ever called me beautiful.
Every episode I called you beautiful.
No, you don't.
You choose to ignore me.
I know.
You choose to ignore me.
Does he say beautiful? I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
I was about to press the claps, but then I needed to hear your response to that.
I never heard you say, you know, call me beautiful.
You know what?
I take it back.
I don't.
It's like the Van Halen song. You're you know, you're semi good looking.
You're like the Taylor Swift song. It's me. What is it? It's you.
The problem.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
We should do. Oh, by the way, our great sound engineer, the one and only Schmitty.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Executive.
How are we?
He's not executive. Yeah. Why don't you get promoted executive?
PX said so.
He's our executive intern.
We're just on the show, Jorge. Yeah. We're just on the show.
Yeah. By the way, I spent some time in Schmitty Land recently.
Where was that?
Portland. Wait.
Oh yeah.
So is Portland your town or not? I can't tell. Is it?
Yeah. Pretty much. No, but
that's like my that's like my life town. Yeah.
Your life.
That's where you go to party.
That's like my life town. That's like where I'm like from and shit. Yeah, that's where I grew up.
I went there for work a week ago.
Was yeah, there I feel a week? It's like you, I feel like we haven't done this in a while.
Yeah,
we haven't.
And explains a lot.
Sounds the way he is.
Schmitty being from Portland.
Portlandish.
It's not just Portland. It's the surrounding towns too that get Schmitty vibes. You know, like this Beaverton.
Now you're going to offend me. Which one?
Can you
pull up the maps? Because I need to remind myself. Pull up Google Maps and look at the Portland area. I went to Vancouver. It's a city, apparently. It's just north.
It is.
Of Portland, which is... Actually, you give me Vancouver vibes, if anything. You could just go to Google Maps, literally, right?
I could go to Google Maps, literally.
Vancouver?
Yeah. I thought it was in Canada. Apparently, it's not.
I thought Vancouver is in Washington.
Yeah, just north of Washington.
There are two Vancouvers, one in British Columbia, one just north of Portland in Washington.
Yeah, but
it's in Washington, right? Okay, yes. I was almost getting confused. I guess I'm pretty good at geography. If I knew that there was,
so there we go. I went there. Went to Vancouver. Let's see where else. Go to the right. What's on the right? East Town. What's the east part of town?
East side, all the way out in Gresham, or are you just in the east side?
Yeah, there.
Because you were out, I know you went down to Montville, but that's like just like in here. That's not all the way out here.
Yeah. No, I was all over the place.
By the way, sorry. I know right here is the best way to describe something in an audio medium.
and let me tell you something. Yet. Portland, cool town, cool folks, a bit creepy. I don't know.
Like creepy, like in a movie creepy?
Yeah. Like you're driving through the town? Yeah.
Were you driving by yourself?
Why are you raising your hand? Yes.
Because I think I know why you might find it creepy.
Why?
No, I could tell it's a grimy place. I could tell there's a history.
There's a difference between grimy and creepy.
No. Okay. You're right. I do not mean it creepy like, oh, there's creepy guy. No, I mean more like, like I could tell there's not good memories within the walls of these buildings.
Yeah, that's creepy.
It's been a little, there's a little tension in the air these days.
Yeah.
Would be a good way to put it.
Isn't there a lot of serial killers out there?
I mean, there's a fair amount. Where better to hide bodies than like in the woods in the middle of nowhere?
Actually, ironically enough, women do disappear in part of Oregon where Schmitty's actually born and raised on Highway 22.
There are a lot of spots, but that was like one of the famous like Ted Bundy areas was like going through the highways in there. Yeah,
for
sure.
He's from Washington.
He's from Washington. He was doing work up and down the I-5.
Yeah. I like how he was like, I'm going to go to a different town.
He commuted.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something. And I texted him this and I swear to God, and I looked into the history. There's a lot of surprisingly a lot of Asian restaurants in Portland. Or like in that area?
Why is that?
That's interesting because I didn't see a lot of Asians,
except the people that worked in the place.
No, there's Mexicans work in these places.
What?
So why are there so many Asian restaurants?
Panda Express, because Panda Express isn't considered an Asian.
No, these are like family. Oh, it looks like family owned restaurants,
right?
And or just their own thing. And I was like, there's not enough Asians to justify the so much Asian restaurants out here in Portland. This is just me?
Well, no, there's two aspects of that, right? Number one is that a lot of them are like a little bit older and
about
50, 60 years ago. Nah, actually more than that, almost like 100 years ago at this point, there was like a pretty big influx of like Asian, like that was like the number one like incoming group for a little while, for a good 10-year stretch, right?
Yeah.
And so there definitely were a lot of families in there that for various reasons have like slowly moved outside of the city itself a little bit. Like spots like, like if you like, there is gonna, you're gonna find like all the, all of my friends that were like Asian growing up mostly were like West Side, but like in Tigard kind of, or like West Lynn, like Oswego area, sort
like
of
suburbs.
Yeah, exactly. It was more suburb and like moved out that way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting because you missed a part of Portland history that I looked into.
Yeah, which part? Which part did I purposely skip?
World War II.
World War II. Yeah, yeah.
So basically, because I mean, it's actually very similar to San Jose. Because you know about the concentration camps, right? Mm-hmm. So apparently in Portland, they also had a Japantown. A big Japantown.
And then
everybody in World War II happens, and Portland was one of the first cities to kick out their Asian Japanese population and actually use it as a brand of like to for people to let the country know this is the first city to get rid of the Japs at the time. That's what they call it.
Japs. Yeah. That's inappropriate. Yeah.
Okay. It was 1939.
But we're now. Okay. Yeah. All right. Calm down.
And I was like, I could tell there's history here. I could tell there's some.
Well, you have to remember, like, the state of Oregon itself, when they were first like made it a thing, they were like, hey, white guys, here's a place where you guys can kind of go do your thing where you want to and don't have to worry about a whole bunch of other people being there. Mm-hmm. And a whole bunch of white guys were like, that sounds like a really good idea. Let's go out and do that. What happened in the 1800s.
Wait, did you say the state of Oregon?
Yeah. Like at the very beginning when they were pitching it to people.
Who were they pitching it to?
They're pitching it to a lot of white dudes. A lot of white dudes.
There's a specific group of people they were pitching it to.
A lot of white dudes that were related to the South. A lot of white dudes. They're like, hey guys,
how come you're not saying?
Hey guys, let's get out there. In the 1800s,
when Oregon started as a statehood,
like Oregon Trail.
Well, it was territoryhood. Actually, it wasn't even statehood at this point.
One of the people they marketed to come buy some land in Oregon was the KKK.
Think about it in 1800s terms. If you're on the East Coast, one of the best ideas you could have is, what if we just told all these guys to like go way over there and then they're not our problem anymore? Yeah. Right. Who are they to think that 100 years from now, wait, you guys can travel how fast now? We're how connected? They were just like, let's put them on the other side of a mountain range, dude. They're never going to be a problem for us again. Like,
yay, we're all unified.
And they were like, we've just been out here creating cults and hanging out, having a good time.
Murdering
partying.
Some people, you know.
Partying.
Yeah. Dropping them off on the freeway.
But that being said, I had a good time over there.
Okay.
I'm glad you went to Burgerville. That made me happy.
Burgerville, it's a fast food chain.
Yeah.
And and it was pretty cool. They use thick slices of cheese over there.
Yeah, they use real cheddar. They use American cheese.
One thing that white people contribute to culture, like one of the best things that white people contribute to culture is the cheese.
Shout out cheese.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin cheese, exactly.
It's a cheese state.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, if you're going to be in Portland, they're going to use Tillamook cheese.
Tillamook,
Is that your guys' cheese?
Oh, yeah, it's our cheese.
That's our cheese.
I didn't know Tillamook was your guys' cheese.
Oh,
the brand Tillamook?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
us.
That's cool.
Like
that's
40 minutes outside of town.
It's a coastal town.
Oh, that's just like it's as us.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And so is C's.
Yep.
Oh,
Ghirardelli?
Ghirardelli. That's San Francisco, right? San Francisco.
That sounds foreign, honestly.
What's our cheese?
Oh, we have In-N-Out.
Do we have cheese?
That's SoCal.
No, that's pretty sure that's NorCal, is it not?
No, I want to say In-N-Out is originally a SoCal.
It's like San Diego, isn't it?
Look it up. I'm pretty sure it's NorCal.
I know they're a Christian restaurant, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a.
Then it's NorCal for sure.
They have those little John 319 or whatever on the paper bags.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. On their paper bags.
Is that
where they originate from?
Baldwin Park.
In California. That sounds like SoCal.
That sounds
SoCal.
City located in the central San Gabriel Valley region of Los Angeles. Yep.
You know what? I don't like In-N-Out no more. I only eat NorCal shit, you know?
No, I get it. I get it. I'll still eat In-N-Out every day. No wonder I didn't like it as much. I was never a fan until I found out the cheese fries. Like animal style fries, it's all right. But when I knew you could make cheese fries, I was like, all right, because I didn't even like their potatoes. Their fries are all right. They seem so dry and just...
You know, I just feel that...
Their burgers are good, though.
Animal style should stay in the bedroom. You're right. No. No, come on!
Do it!
They should be in the bedroom, not in my fries, all right? All right. Animals. See, I should have ended it properly. That's why I didn't stick the landing. With that being said, but anyway, so I spent some time in Portland. It was awesome. How you been lately, PX?
I've been pretty crazy.
What else is new?
What else is new? So remember, I was getting sued. Remember we did that episode?
Can you remind us why were you getting sued?
I was getting sued from a debt that was from like years ago.
A little Your Worst Neighbor's context.
Yeah, they bought the debt. Yeah. From the lender that I owed money to.
And just refresh my memory. This is the debt that you guys got. You and your ex-husband.
My second ex-husband.
Yeah. Right.
And then everyone's like, oh, they can't do that. Yeah, it was like $3,000 bucks.
Okay. And then they came out and they suing you. What happened?
So another company came to sue me, and all the credit card company, like, you know, they're trying to hit me up at the same time.
For the same debt or different debt?
Different debt. Which is very sad because, you know, I'm trained. I've been in the financial industry for 16 years, and we train our, you know, people to be like, okay, talk to the creditors, see what you can negotiate payments.
Right.
And they should be able to work with you. And I feel like because I'm on disability right now, you think they would be a little bit more compassionate.
Do you think that's what triggered it? Is like once they saw that you were on like
fixed income, they were like going to sue me?
No. Like once they saw that you got money coming from the government, like they're like, oh, she definitely has money. And that's when they all kind of came at you.
I mean, there's no way they would know that.
Really?
Yeah, because I wasn't depositing into that account. Because they started locking all the privileges.
It's weird timing, though, right?
I mean, it is, but it isn't because I haven't been able. I mean, the payments I could make to them, they were like, "That's not enough. We need more." I'm like, "I'm on disability income.
Christ.
Like, what do you expect me to do?" They're like, "Now we're gonna have to take appropriate measures." So they took all this money of interest that I've been paying, right? Since
is
I
that
been
appropriate measures.
So they sued me. So they sued me. I'm not going to say the company's name, but you know, I'm really disappointed because not only did I cut ties with this company,
is it a credit company?
It's a financial industry. It's a financial institution.
Okay.
Not only did I leave the company, well, like there was a big class action lawsuit.
Oh, this is your old job?
Yeah, it's my old job. Okay. And there was a big class action lawsuit and they got sued. They lost that case. So everyone who worked from this period to this period got paid. But I did not get paid. I'm like the only one that I know.
You can see them?
No, I can't because you can only do it during a class action lawsuit. It wouldn't be enough money for me to sue them, right? I mean, I could take them to small claims like they're doing to me. So anyways, I used to work for this company and now they're suing me, even though I kept saying like, hey, wait till I get back to work. Like, let me commit to make these small payments.
Yeah.
Just so you know that I'm willing and committed.
Yeah.
And then they started fucking suing me. And so like, I started thinking quick, like I was like, fuck, okay, if I'm getting sued by all these fucking creditors at once, I can lose my house, right? They can take me to court. If I don't have money, they know that I have this as an asset. I'd legally have to sell because I owe this money.
Worst Neighbor's podcast studio
would no longer be here.
So we'll be owned by these creditors.
So what I did was I filed bankruptcy.
You filed again. This is my second time.
So the first time was when I was 18 and I went through my first divorce. Now I'm going through my third divorce and this is my second one.
Now, is bankruptcy different now that you're in your 40s and you have
It's still the same. It's still the same. It's still easy. It's easy to do. I don't recommend it for everybody, but in my particular situation, I didn't want them to come after my house. That's the last thing.
How does bankruptcy work here in this situation?
So I can exclude my house and my car and any other type of assets depending on what chapter you file. So I filed a chapter 7, meaning
can you pull that up?
Chapter I'm gonna file bankruptcy. I'm keeping my properties and the debt, the unsecured debt that I owe is no longer, it's reset. Yeah, but then now it's gonna take 7 years for me to
get any credit cards or
I mean
like
to get a house. It's forgiven in like 3 to 4 years. So if I ever wanted to buy again, but then as far as like creditors, it takes a good probably like 6 to 7 years for them to be a little bit more forgiving. But I'm not even worried about that. I'm not trying to get a credit card. I'm not trying to get a car. I'm not trying to get another house.
You know what? I think people are better off without
credit
cards.
I feel like it's the American way. I mean, look at Donald Trump has been married 3 times. He's filed bankruptcy probably 3 times.
Yes, you're right.
You know, maybe I can be president. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not born here, so I can't be president.
You're not born here?
No, I'm not born here.
What? Should I call a migra?
I'm a U.S. citizen. I got a passport. Excuse me. And my passport still has my second married name, which is weird. I was at a venue. I was at the Beautiful Foxtail, and there was a guy I felt like as soon as he knew that I wasn't born here, he was being super racist because he was like...
What do you mean?
Because he was like, oh, yeah, because ever since those people started coming in here, and I'm like looking at him like, what is he talking about fucking people?
Was he looking at you when he said
that? And he was looking at me, and his group of his friends were there, too.
Was it Schmitty?
No. And then, but you were there, those guys, those group of guys I was telling you about.
The ones that, the other day?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, I just went up there and talked calm with them. I have no idea about this seriousness. Yeah. And we just got up there and started talking splooge immediately.
And they love it. And they loved it. That's because they were just a bunch of chauvinist guys. And I'm just like, whatever. And then they were like,
Chauvinist cum lovers. Whatever. You know, we're just having a good time
and
out
here. And then they rode away in their bicycles. Well, it was really just one guy. It was just one guy.
That's why I knew they would love the cum material.
Who the fuck has a hot tag on immigration and just goes away in a bicycle?
I don't know.
That is hilarious. That is so funny. Let me pedal away while we fucking
a bike. That was
all of them. There was like five of them, and they all rode in on a bicycle.
Was this a gang?
I think so. Dude. I don't know. One of them seemed like it was a
10 speed gang, dude. That's crazy.
10-speed gang. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
So is he an open micer?
No, he's just a regular person that was there.
Then why do you say that?
Because he was.
In my head, I thought it was like an open mic.
No, it was because they were sitting at a table, and I was like, hey, sorry to bother you guys, but we're going to be moving the tables around because we're starting the comedy show.
And they're like, fuck you, comedy immigrants.
No, and they're like, tell me a joke. And I said, well, what do you do for a living? And he's like, I work at blah, 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 blah. And I was like, Google. Is that a place that does that holds cars? Okay, that's just part of the conversation. And he was just like, what? No, we serve food. And I was like, okay, well, then if I'm going to tell you a joke, then I should go to your place and get free food. And he was like, what? That's not how this works. And his homie was like, well, you got to be funny.
How old is he?
Probably like, they're in their 50s and late 40s probably.
What the fuck is happening?
And then he was like, wait, are you born here? Are you born and raised here? And I said, no, I'm just raised here. He's like, oh, okay. And then the conversation, his energy like pissed me off. Like I was so bothered by it.
Like it was like Morgan Hill energy?
No, he's from San Jose.
Right, but you know, there's a difference.
Oh, like snobby or something?
No, there's a difference.
Privileged?
No. In San Jose, there's a difference like, are you from here? Like, you San Jose, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's like, are you from here? Are you born here? That's like Morgan Hill.
Oh, I guess. I don't know. Why would Morgan Hill be the name of that?
Because Morgan Hill is known to put up
in Morgan Hill
racist posts on them. You never heard of that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Pull up Morgan Hill. Racist post on stop signs.
Morgan Hill.
Yeah.
Racist stop signs.
Willow Glen too. Yeah, both places. You're not pulling it up, Schmitty.
Morgan Hill.
Right, Morgan Hill racism. And I'm not saying people in Morgan Hill are racist, but there's a population of them that is.
Okay, that makes sense. But no, he came off like he was like repping the East Side, which was fine. I don't have any problem with the East Side. But then he made little comments. Yeah.
Those Mexicans.
They were Latino they made a little comment like.
They were definitely being racist then.
Yeah, right? And I was like slightly offended, but then I was like, you know what? You guys stick around for the show.
I retract everything I said about Morgan Hill. These fucking Mexicans from the inside being racist and shit.
See, and I was just like, you know what? Just stick around for the show. It's going to be a great show. They're like, but are you funny? And I'm like, yeah, of course I'm funny. I wouldn't be doing this.
Be funny if like, I can call immigration on you guys.
No, but he's born here, so.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does matter. If you're born here, you're illegal.
But you're joking with them.
Oh, yeah, no. He was just being very rude, and I just didn't like it. And I was just like, you know what, whatever. I was like, just sit down, enjoy the show. And they stayed most of the time. They left like two comics before the end. And
you know what's so
like,
funny?
They should have stuck around.
The fact that you say that, there's a little population, what did I say, civil war? There's a little tensions right now on the East Side.
I feel like there is going to be a civil war.
I doubt it.
There's so much hate going on. And I'm not saying that there's going to be a specific culture that's probably going to start
when
it.
When you say civil war, what do you mean by that?
Like amongst the states, like people fighting within the states or the counties or the districts.
We would destroy everybody. Do you know
who? San Jose?
California. You said state. You didn't say city.
Oh, that's what I just said, though. It could be state. It'd be county. It could be California, district.
California will
Morgan Hill. You said Morgan Hill's racist.
Okay. It would number one, whoever the quote unquote union would be would just fucking dominate for the exact same whoever the quote unquote union was, right? So whoever like the actual like backed by the government group is.
Oh yeah, because they get the funding and
well,
the
dude, arms. They're just gonna. Here's what's gonna happen, right?
Isn't that like
it's
Trump
just get, it's gonna be
but hold on.
No. It's whoever is the White House, whoever that is.
You know what? To be honest with you, California,
it's the establishment.
I still feel like California could put up a good fight against the federal government.
No,
bro, we have the coast, which means we can get arms.
It doesn't matter. From other countries. Here's what you do: you take two boats and you go and you put them in front of each port, in front of the bay, one in front of Los Angeles, and you shoot anything that comes close.
All right,
it's a war of attrition. You choke them out.
Come
out.
Here's why California is will kick most people's asses. Here's why.
No, it's not most people. It's the federal government of the United States that you're up against.
I feel like Texas would
You understand that the California economy is better than the overall American economy. You know that, right? Our GDP is the fifth largest in the world.
Okay, but you realize what the first in the world is, right?
Sustaining.
You realize what the first in the world is, right?
You don't know we're self-sustaining.
To a degree.
You don't know we have a lot of military here.
You're right, but to a degree, but also that military.
We have great geographic mountains that surround a lot of California.
It's true.
So it's going to be an uphill battle.
Except all of the places where population are, which is basically a direct shot in.
SoCal,
you're going to give him a heart attack, Sam.
I'm enjoying it.
Southern California alone has more population than most countries.
What's the
population in Los Angeles? I want to say it's
26 million.
Yeah, crazy. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
And you know what's really crazy about all of that?
Now.
I guarantee you, none of them are going to get in this fight.
That's true.
First and foremost, none of them are going
to
get in the trenches.
Like everyone's armed. I feel like Texas is more armed.
But Texas has shitty land. It's all flat, easy targets.
I'll say easy targets.
But the problem with that is that this is from the perspective of anybody trying to invade that. Every blade of grass has a fucking gun behind it. Like, yeah, it can all be flat,
exactly.
But you can't take a step, dude. That's a problem.
Trust me.
But also, here's the thing: California also has a crazy high number of guns here. It's a crazy high number.
If you include the people that...
Because here's the thing. There's a lot of people that complain about guns here, but there's a whole lot of people that have them, too.
Yeah, that's true.
A ton of people have them. There's a whole lot of unregistered ones here, too.
I have a license to go buy one. I wanted to go buy one.
Aren't you bankrupt? Wait, does that matter if you're
bankrupt?
That's
why. I want to protect my asset, which is my house.
I have a controversial take. We should loosen the gun laws in the cities in California, I think.
Like what? Like be able to carry it around with you?
Yeah. Well, actually, you technically can.
I don't know. I feel like everyone's going to be like fucking shooting frenzy. Purge.
No. Well, there's already that happening. There's already that happening. A lot of shit's happening in the Bay Area.
No one's shooting anybody. Unless it's that's usually a paid kill if they're shooting people just like right in public. And running away with
it's
it. I'm talking
lot,
about
it's a
like,
lot of chaos.
No, the
it's a lot of
chaos is
right
increasing. Chaos is increasing.
Chaos is definitely increasing, but I see more physical than shooting unless you're on the freeway.
To be fair, and I will just to pull us away from our social media brains just a little bit. If you look at violent crime statistics in America, they are significantly down from where they've been over the past 40 years.
Wait, but is it because we're not reporting them?
That's
what I mean?
That's a part of the conversation.
Because that's what
also,
I feel like.
There's a problem where it's like, number one, there's a lot less that happens because everybody knows that everything's being filmed. And anything that does happen, anything, is filmed and is seen by everything.
Yeah.
So if you see four shootings a day, that's going to feel like a lot of shootings. But also, when they weren't filming them, there were seven a day. Yeah. It's just, you know.
Okay, I'm just saying that initially we have strict gun laws because the idea was that the police is going to be there to help you. But now they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel at least give the citizens an opportunity to protect themselves.
They do. They can get a gun. They just got to leave it at home.
Oh, what was that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Are you CIA?
I don't know, dude. Was that the moment? That wasn't me at all.
That was weird.
That wasn't me whatsoever. That came through somebody's.
Silent.
That was not me.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
The government's listening. The government's listening in.
I know, Jorge. They hear your hot takes. You're trying to arm the people, and they're not about that.
Who's that, Mom?
Yeah, it's Molly. She was in Australia.
I said Mom.
No, say hi, Molly. We're doing the podcast. Just say hi. We're with your worst neighbors.
Podcast
right now. Right now we're recording and they were talking and
Molly Jorge is giving us his hot takes on guns.
No, good God.
Okay, I'm going.
All right, love you. Bye. Dude, her face is all over the place in Australia. It's so fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. So that's why I had to answer it.
Well, talk about Civil War.
Can we really quickly talk about why that like for sure won't happen?
What happened?
Why?
Because. Just like it did in like the just exactly like what happened almost 150 years ago. It becomes a war of attrition immediately. Whoever's in charge of the federal government literally just lines up ships outside of the ports of the major cities of the opponent. You choke them out supply-wise. You end it in a couple of years. It's probably going to get a little messy at times, but it's
But it's possible like it could still happen, though.
It could, but also, we haven't quite figured out how to know everybody and everything and be connected to all of it and not freak the fuck out yet.
I feel like San Francisco and Oakland have their own little war that's going on over there with the crime versus the cities. I mean,
well, you guys, I feel like if you notice, it feels like citizens are starting to team up a little bit more now these days. People are starting not to take happening. This shit anymore.
Citizens are arming themselves more.
Yeah. And you know,
and they're fighting back.
But going back to my hot take.
And that's a pendulum swing that happens over time, though. You'll get situations where all of a sudden government takes steps back. Stuff gets a little messy. People get involved. Voting changes.
You might have to look it up. But it's to my understanding, even if you shoot somebody while protecting yourself in California,
they can still,
you can still go to jail.
Yeah, you can still go to jail. And you could still get sued for punitive damages and shit like that.
For protecting yourself.
Yeah, for protecting yourself. Like if you shot that guy in the balls and now he can no longer have kids. In the balls. I'm not even fucking kidding.
It is California defense laws, one of the stupidest things of all time.
If you kick a guy in the balls and he can't have kids, that person can fucking sue you. It's so fucking twisted.
Talk about balls. Let's go with our first viral.
Hold on. Do we want to talk about this really quick or not?
Yeah. I mean, what can we say? California's gun laws kind of suck.
Well,
right
now. It's not the. Well, actually, they don't totally suck. This is one of the few places where
I mean, they used to be great, but now that a lot of cops are not even again, not necessarily their fault 100%. A lot of them are defunded.
You got to read this because it's the last sentence right there is what cracks me up. California. This is from the Shouse Law Group. California is a stand your ground state, so there is no duty to retreat from a fight.
But and more importantly, the force you must use or the must match the level of threatened danger. How the fuck do you determine that?
Actually, I agree with that statement. Actually.
What are you talking about? So you're saying that if some dude comes up to you trying to swing and fight and you happen to have something and stab him with it and then you go to jail because your thing was a little bit of
because
a one-up?
That's true.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. No.
I think that's what that means.
But that's the point. You don't really want to shoot somebody that's not shooting
back.
Listen to
me. You're right, but it's like that goes for anything. That can go for a knife. That can go for like using a bat. That can go for anything.
The second sentence. The danger does not need to have been real as long as you believe it's reasonable.
Well, that's pretty much most places.
Yeah, but I think that's funny.
So feelings.
Yeah.
So you're like, what if a person is like...
But you have to respond with whatever they're responding with. So even if it's feelings, you got to respond the same way they are.
Oh, God.
Which is a crazy way to define that. Because it's one of those things, deadly force only if you reasonably fear great bodily injury.
Actually, you know what I love about this? I love the picture they used for this. It's just a guy in bed with a pistol.
It's hilarious, dude. It's hilarious. Because this goes against everything they ever teach you about gun safety right here immediately. Yeah.
This guy's in bed with a pistol.
Don't worry, honey. I got a Glock 3 inches from our faces. We're good.
No, I think in California, you need to have like some kind of a lock, right?
It has to be.
It has to be in a box. Yeah.
It has to be locked away. It has to be locked.
Is it one of those things where like, does it have to be separate than like the bullets or whatever? Or
yeah,
just can it all
I
want to
say
thing?
That's the same thing too. It can't be like
it
loaded.
It has to be unloaded and held in a different way.
I don't think in a different place, but I don't think it can be loaded, locked.
Yeah.
In well, you there, know, which is dumb because
if,
it's like.
No, if you have kids, I get it. But if you don't have kids, I feel like it should be a little lenient on that. My opinion.
100%.
If they're going to let you have the gun, just go hog wild. Do what you're going to do, dude. Whatever happens to you happens.
There's no kids in the house.
I'm just saying,
California has the highest population. If we armed ourselves, nobody will fuck with us.
But also, you just have to take in there. You. But the problem is with that is you have to take into account that it's also a state with a very high number of people who deal with quote unquote mental health issues.
Yes.
And when you're in an environment that has an extremely high number of people with mental health issues, which undeniably California does, they're all right. Just letting everybody go hog wild is a problem.
With you, so no,
that's true. So, that's 100%
true. New rule: no guns for open micers. I agree.
Bingo. We're good. We're good. 100% good.
That's 100% true because I've gone through quite a few therapists, and that's like the first question they ask you when you're going through the orientation before you talk to your therapist. They're like, do you own a gun? And I feel like that's so weird that that's the first thing that like they ask, but it also makes sense because
it's total sense.
People fucking kill themselves with guns.
But if a therapist knew I had a gun,
yeah,
I feel like that would motivate them to do their job better.
I need to make sure this dude is healthy as fuck.
Right. Or he might shoot me, too. You know?
Dude, I mean, what do they say?
Can you imagine a therapy session? You both have guns just on your fucking leg right there, pointed at each other. It's great.
What I'm trying to tell listeners is get a gun and see a therapist and let your therapist know you have a gun so they can actually do their fucking job.
What if we did like, what if we had like a bundle deal? Like, go get a Glock and get like a free 3 months of BetterHelp.
Because they say you have a gun, but they don't say if you have bullets. Maybe you get a gun, just no bullets.
Oh, there we go.
That's a loophole. In the butthole.
You still get a gun with no bullets, so when you actually need to use it, you can't use it.
Well,
you can still throw it at somebody. It's pretty hard.
It actually hurts. True. Guns have weight to them.
Yeah, they're pretty heavy.
I have a friend who makes like ARs and stuff. It's so crazy.
Wait, hold on a minute. Yo, wait. What do you mean? Do they work for a gun company?
I'm not going to say any names.
This fucker's making like ghost guns and shit.
Jesus Christ.
Retired Marine.
Just breaking them down, putting them together so they're non-traceable.
Retired Marine. So
that doesn't help.
Those guys are never a little.
I'll show you guys so you can see.
I do not want to be a part of this lawsuit at all.
In no way do I want to be anything.
I don't think it's illegal. I don't know why I don't think it is illegal.
I don't want to be a part of this.
It's not in this state. He's not in this state.
What state is he in?
Nevada.
It's going to be a little more lenient.
Google, can you make homemade guns? Because that's what he's doing, right?
No, he's repainting them.
Oh, so he's refurbishing?
I don't know. Maybe putting him back together. I don't know.
He's upholstering.
He's upholstering weaponry.
All right.
That's great.
All right. Well, all this talking about guns does not make me nervous as the eclipse made me nervous. Do you hear about the eclipse? Do you guys see it?
I didn't see it. I refused to look at it.
Everyone's, I saw the one a few years ago. I'm good.
Losing their mind and shit.
Well, it's crazy. Why do I feel like there was more fear behind this year's eclipse than the previous year's?
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Why?
It's because it passed over stupider people.
What do you mean?
It passed over dumber people.
Oh, because it went through the Midwest.
It went from Texas through Arkansas through the Midwest. It went through the Rust. It went from the South up through the Rust Belt. It just went through Dummy Central, dude. Yeah, it went through Bible Thumping Dummy Central. It scared the shit out of them, dude.
The alt-right conspiracy.
I just want to let you know, if this were 200 years ago, they would have been sacrificing babies. They would have had no idea what the fuck was going on, dude.
He makes a good point, actually.
It went over a bunch of dumb fucks. What do you think it was, dude?
But couldn't we see stupidest it or something?
What?
Yeah. We could see part of it.
It was partial. It was like 30% here, which is barely enough to like even notice.
Honestly, I was in San Francisco. I didn't even notice it at the time.
My neighbors noticed it. They were looking at it. They're like, probably, here's the glasses. You want to look? It's over already. I'm like, then why do I?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But actually, the best view to see the eclipse wasn't actually in Mexico. Did you know that, Pia?
I heard Texas, too.
Texas, too. But Mexico was the first country to actually see it. And we have video of it, actually. And, dude, it looks quite beautiful.
I think, yeah, this is...
Yeah, but put it on full screen.
This is the video?
Yeah, this is the video.
Why does it look like the ring?
Right? It does look like the ring. Is it playing with volume?
Yeah, it's playing. There's some type of music in the background.
So this is a television news station in Mexico who are broadcasting live. This is a live feed of the eclipse. There you go.
Can you translate?
Yeah, he's naming towns that it's hit, that's shadowing.
Wait, did you just say me? Was that on the real news?
That was a live feed.
So wait, whose camera was that?
How does that happen? All right, somebody describe what's going on.
How does that happen?
PX, what's happening?
Someone's nuts are on the screen. And it's like, and then you can tell the news people are like, what the fuck?
Someone hacked in? No, actually, they don't know who it is. But someone's getting fired for sure. All right, play it on the loop. So basically, the news station is a live feed of the eclipse. And then slowly but surely, somebody's nutsacks just covers the eclipse.
Like it's an eclipse.
Yeah.
It's an eclipse. Like, whose nuts is that?
Yeah. And this, there you go.
That would be a great game for the podcast. Whose nuts is that?
Yeah. Oh, God.
See, this is what's like. The guy.
That girl's on her phone.
Yeah, he's
that's
not
the best.
Even looking.
Dude, she's like.
She's just hot chicking. She's just busy hot chicken.
You know what? She knows she's gonna call the competitor's news station to get a job over there because she's like, this this news station fucking sucks.
Are you kidding me, dude? I'd want to work for that station. I'd want to be around those kind of folk.
Whoever did that,
what do they say after? What do they say after?
Let's keep playing. Let's see what they say.
We didn't have to see more nuts. I'm surprised they even showed that.
It was by accident.
It was live.
It was live. Yeah. Did she laugh? I think she laughed.
Yeah, she's a real one. That's hilarious.
So do it again when it cut back to them. I'm pretty sure I heard a laugh from her. She gasped.
It was at least a gasp.
Yeah, that was a gasp.
God, that's great.
No, they ignored it. They just kept going. The towns that the shadow was touching.
But everyone's on the internet's going nuts, I bet.
Yeah, really quickly, I'll do this.
She deserves an applause for that.
Thank you, Jorge.
That was very good.
All right.
I was going to ask, though, really quickly, can we or somebody else take that same video and do like the what is it, like the Space Oddity 2001 music slowly covers, just slow-mo that just so we can get balls covering with the music.
By the way,
they have to find out who that is. Like,
yeah,
whose probably. Camera? Like, where they just went up to some random guy and be
you
like,
would
hey,
know more than
hold
I would,
this camera.
I mean, actually, can we call your girlfriend? Maybe she'll know.
Like, oh, shit.
How
would
we find that out?
But how it works?
If she wasn't at work, I would say yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I can go back and get.
Because it's.
Bring this to the next episode. I can let us know.
Because
update.
It's a skeleton crew that's in the field recording the video.
Two, probably one.
And they wouldn't let anybody get near right? So it has to be inside job a little bit?
Either an inside job or it's a thing where it's like someone was really asleep at the wheel and somebody else somehow got there. Or
they got hacked.
That's the only other thing that I can think of is that like somebody just hacked into the feed and they were like, look it.
Bombing?
Yeah, basically. And it's like, look it. If it's already like a direct view of this and you know that this station is like going to have this live feed, if you can get a very similar view or like an almost identical view and then switch the transmission, you could for sure trick people that aren't paying attention.
Here's what I think happened is that they put the camera on the Eclipse. And I think everybody else was looking at the Eclipse. And the guy took an opportunity while everybody was distracted looking at the Eclipse to pull out his nutsack.
But my only thing with that is that it was so perfectly
precise.
That's
like right in between his legs.
You're right. It was too precise.
So perfect.
It was too precise. You're right.
Like I hate to pull up the balls again, but let's do like some John Madden yellow lines here for a minute. Sunday night football style.
It's a Zapruder film. Back to the left.
You can see the pubes.
Oh yeah! By the way, dude needs a trim. These are crazy right
here. You know what? He might have prostate cancer because one testicle's
one always hangs lower than the other.
You know what? Yeah,
that's how balls work.
Unless Jorge's are even.
Mine are even.
That's not good, actually. That's the problem.
You have prostate cancer.
Do I have prostate cancer?
That's the problem.
Is that true?
No.
You just scared me right now.
One always... Hold on. Smoke some more weed, and then we'll talk about this a little bit.
I like how his voice got higher.
It got real. It got real.
My balls went inside me. They got scared.
They're all high. They found out.
You're kidding, though. You're joking, right?
I don't know. I don't fucking balls. Fucking no.
One does naturally go a little lower.
After the podcast, put a finger up my ass. Let me know if I have prostate cancer.
No, ask Sam to do that.
Sam, fine. God. It's part of your intern duties.
PX has better hands for that. I just have to say.
Yeah, that's true. I said you because you have smaller fingers.
Hell no.
I don't want these thick ass organ fingers in me.
Yeah, dude. You don't need lumberjack hands in you. That's crazy.
You know what? That sounds kind of hot.
Put it like that.
Lumberjack fingers in you. That sounds kind of hot. Like, that's a pickup line. What's up, girl? You want some lumberjack fingers in you?
After you ask for my fingers in your butt, nothing can fucking hear that.
Just a thumb. Just a thumb. All right.
Oh, anyway. God. I'll throw a toothpick at it.
Anyway, but slow motion. He does do it too precise. You are correct. Maybe this is very well planned.
Like, is that a face right there in the corner? Like, what is that right there?
Right
on the
here?
Left. Yeah.
I think that's a dude slightly leaning over it, like, laughing. Like, it has to be.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No. Or you know what?
How often does the eclipse happen? Because this guy was like, "This is once every
exactly."
Fucking...
He was taking an opportunity.
It's like every 4-7 years, I think.
So here's the light. Here's the sun. You can see like a thigh right there. He's already kind of standing there.
And there's a pubic hair going in the view.
And here they come, sliding down. We'll stop right here, right? You see about a 10% coverage right here by bottom ball.
Yeah.
in here, you see some thigh coming in from the other side.
Yeah.
So my thought is this camera, it's like it's down and facing up. So this is somebody who had to step over.
No. It's a two-man job.
One
guy's doing the testicle, and one guy's looking at the display to make sure. He's like, okay, go forward a bit. Go slowly.
Well, here's my thing. I think it's a squat forward motion. I don't even think it's a full step. I think it's like leaning over the top like this.
No, Mexicans were not that athletic. This guy's definitely like, you know.
I don't know about that.
I don't think it's a squat.
I think we should try it.
Should we try to recreate the video? Our best to recreate the video.
I mean, you are correct. It's too precise to be an
like. Look at how it just comes in immediately over. It's not like it comes in from the side. It comes in and around.
Everything okay?
It's just immediate.
Okay.
It's just immediate ball over sun.
Yeah.
Like it's almost too perfect.
To be like, if you keep playing it a bit more.
Look at that drop. That drop makes me think squat.
This guy has a big ball sack because it literally covers the entire eclipse.
It does.
Which is commendable.
It could be some forced perspective, to be fair.
Okay, if we're going to get technical about
it. It could be. But also, this looks like the ball hair of a middle-aged man.
Yeah.
These are likely pretty thick.
No. Is it like white hair? Is the white hair the nuts at?
I think that's just the illumination of the sun behind it.
You sure?
I think so. But if I had to guess, maybe like it could be starting to turn a little bit.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, this is very good.
I think my favorite part personally is that you can kind of see some of the sun coming through the ball skin.
Yeah.
Like it creates such a beautiful hue.
It looks like there's an embryo in his baby.
Yeah.
It does. It does.
Well, technically, there is babies in there.
There are.
Anyway, all right. Man. Moving on. We have some fan email to get to.
Oh, that's right.
But before we do that, let's do some plugs. Mm-hmm. PX, what you plugging on? What's your upcoming shows?
Every Sunday we have Foxtail Comedy in downtown San Jose. Every Monday we have Groundstack Comedy in Stockton. And then first Wednesdays of every month, Casa Guzmania. We got comedy. All the shows have an open mic at the beginning and then a showcase at the top. I am also going to be doing the spring cleaning show April 19th. I don't know if this is going to air yet, but I'm looking to do something on April 20th, one of my favorite holidays. And I'll be doing Legacies of the Pacific in support of AAPI. Mm-hmm. I guess it's like, I don't know if it's their month or something. I don't know.
Is that a startup?
No, the Asian...
Oh, that's the heritage
one. Yeah, Asian American. Yeah, so Legacies of the Pacific. That's going to be April 25th. So come out. Come celebrate with us. And then find out more at pxcomedy.org. And get your free tickets on there.
There you go. How about you, Schmitty?
Oh, man. April 20th, going to be over doing a show over at... Only Temporary Records in the Ice Cream Shop. So come through. It's going to be comedy and then music and then probably lots of weed. And it's at an ice cream shop. So it's going to be fun as hell.
Am I hearing more and music then, in the background?
I don't think so. And then...
Was that somebody's phone?
It might be.
Oh, there. See? Okay, I was like...
PX's phone keeps doing this throughout the...
No, it wasn't my phone. That wasn't my phone. But you heard it.
I heard it.
Right? Okay.
Is it in this maybe?
I don't know. It wasn't here. I heard it.
I swear to God, the government's listening in. They're listening in for sure.
What do you guys do this for? Anyways, yes, doing a 420 show. Come out to that. That'll be a lot of fun. And then, of course, on the 28th, going to be over at Foxtail for the anniversary show. Thank you, PX. That's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Awesome. Support them. Go check them out. Every Sunday, check out a comedy show at Brenham Lounge. 8 o'clock, free show. We bring the comedy club to the neighborhood in San Jose. Alrighty, if you have not already, please subscribe to Your Worst Neighbors podcast on all major podcast platforms. You can also tune in on us on social media and wherever you get your podcast information. We're most likely going to be there, Your Worst Neighbors podcast. And please email us at yourworstneighborspodcast@gmail.com. And let's get to it. We love getting fan emails, right?
Yeah.
And we got a couple of them already.
I'm excited.
And we got a new one that just popped in. Go ahead. And this is a friend of PX.
Yep. And I was mad the first time. Remember, we did the last episode and I was like, Jorge. I got mad at you.
Do you want to get into it?
No, I don't want to get into it.
You brought it up. You brought it up.
But I'm glad. That's why I'm glad that we get to have.
I didn't want to defend myself. But I can if you want.
No, me to. You don't need to. I was mad at you, and now I'm not mad at you. That happens.
Don't ruin it again.
I'm being beautiful, Jorge. This is me being beautiful.
Okay? Be something for sure. All right, but go ahead.
Okay. Who's this guy? This is from one of my old coworkers, my homie. His name is also Jorge, which is funny. It'd
be funny if he's the guy that's suing you.
No, he wouldn't be communicating with me if he was suing me. Well, at least not like that. Probably in letter form. Okay, it says, sup, I just want to first... did you want me to read it first?
Yeah. So, but before we do that, this is a Friends of PX.
Yeah.
And I guess he just recently listened to the podcast?
Yeah, and he listened to every single one of the episodes. Wow. From what I understand. Yeah.
And he's a big fan of yours. Of you,
he's done him and his wife, Joytika. Shout out to Joytika. They have come to my shows. Yeah.
And the best thing about him is that his name is Jorge, like me.
Yes. Gotcha. And so there's been times where I accidentally messaged him and I was supposed to be you. And I think maybe I made a message to you and might have been towards him.
Like you accidentally sent him nudes and stuff.
No.
Like, oh, Jorge never got him.
No. It's so stupid. No. Okay, can I read it now?
Yes, all right, so this is his email, go ahead.
This is his email. Sup, I just want to first apologize for being your worst listener and taking so long to get caught up. PX is near and dear to my heart, and I love being supportive, and you guys have an awesome synergy on your show. I love Sam too, but my least favorite episode is when he and PX hosted.
Fair. Okay. Fair. If you weren't into the one subject, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, stop here. So he's referring to the you guys did a podcast together?
The one episode we did. Your Worst Neighbors.
Right. But this is not the Falco episode.
No.
This is before that.
The Falco episode was a banger, dude.
It was when it was just me and Sam.
Okay.
Yeah, we were a little one-track minded in that one.
Yeah. It's more like Sam was.
How dare you? You were so down to go. You were so down for that. Don't put that all on me. You were so in.
It's recorded. We have it still.
So far, I love this guy.
Yeah, of course you do. His name is Jorge. And he called me out too. He was text messaging me play-by-play every time he watched an episode. He'd be like, no, you called him Jose. And I was like, I did. And he's like, yeah, you did. Episode blah, blah, blah. So it's taken me the last 2 weeks to binge through all 44 episodes. I should be caught up by tomorrow.
By the way, we have 50 episodes up, so I don't know.
Well, he sent this email a while ago. We've already aired out some other episodes.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
2-3 weeks. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, and I'm just saying,
maybe he got more episodes to check out. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, I'm sure he does. So he's like, but I love you guys are doing. It's hella laughs, and I can't wait to kick it with you guys one of these days. I love the episode you had with Joe Mama. Wishing you all the best, all the success, and I can't wait to see you guys grow into bigger and more illustrious opportunities. It's hella funny hearing Jorge go through the same shit that I do, aka getting called Jose, having all his Spanish family call him George. It's a Latino thing. Bombing on jokes, just kidding. But you guys are great. It's been a lot of fun hearing with you. Guys have started with and seeing the momentum. I hope you guys have an awesome and beautiful future. I appreciate you both. Much love, Hayward, Jorge. I grew up in Antioch.
Okay.
But he lives in Hayward.
Hayward, Jorge, I appreciate the email. That's very sweet of you. Yeah. I already like this guy. And
I love that guy. That's
is he Latino?
Yeah, he's Latino. I think he's El Salvadorian.
Okay.
I think he's a Salvadorian.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got in touch with him, and I want to get him on.
We'll find out.
So plug in the Bluetooth. I'd like to know more about this guy. And while we're pulling it up, is there anything we should know?
He's awesome. Like I feel like a lot of people that I meet in my work life are, they stay in my life for some weird reason. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. We meet at work, and when you think about it, you see these people more than you see your regular family. So they end up becoming family. So I feel like from that job that I met him at, like he's always been family. Me and his wife text message every day. She's like, good morning. And so I'm like, good morning. So they're like family to me.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to give him a call right now.
I'm going to call him. Is it plugged in? Is
the volume? It's plugged in. Check the volume on the. There we go.
Oh, here he is.
Hello.
Hey, is this Jorge?
Is this Jorge?
Hey, Jorge, you're live here on your Worst Neighbors podcast. Can you hear PX?
Jorge, primo.
What's up? I'm your worst Jorge.
Yeah.
So, Jorge, we just read your email on the episodes.
And, he loves you.
And Jorge loves you. I love you already because, you know, I think you have a great selection of what episodes you like and what episodes you don't like.
And you know what? Jorge was already talking shit because he was like, wait, 44 episodes? You know we have 50 episodes. And I'm like, well, maybe he hasn't heard this one. This email was sent
first of all,
back in March.
I was not talking shit. I was just concerned that to make sure you had access to all the episodes.
Stupid.
I did. I was on Spotify.
Okay, yeah, good.
See,
good.
That's the platform. And this was March 19th. It's almost going to be almost a whole month later.
Okay, calm down. All right.
So I'm sure he's caught up. I mean,
all right.
He watched all 44 episodes in 2 weeks.
Anyway.
I did. And I was waiting for a special Easter one. So I wasn't sure if you guys are going to like.
Did we come out with an Easter one?
Or something?
No. Well, no, we're not that religious.
Well, Jorge, you mentioned that one of your episodes was with our guest Joe Mama. Anything particular about that episode that you enjoyed?
Forget the specifics because it's been a minute, but I just liked what you guys were talking about. I think it was like things to do about relationships and parenting and stuff like that. So I thought it was really interesting, you guys' take on all that.
Oh, well, okay. Well, mostly how bad both me and PX are at relationships.
Yeah, I'm think terrible at relationships.
So
I don't like them.
But Jorge, it's great to hear from you. Not like do we share the same last names, but you're our first guy.
First names. You share the same.
You're the first guy listener to reach out to us.
Yeah. Usually,
a lot of our listeners are women. A lot of
and they like me more. Except no, there was one woman that didn't like me that told you directly that she didn't like me.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Republican.
I'm still butthurt from that.
But please tell us about this, just for the listeners who are just tuning in for the first time to this episode. Like, what is about this podcast do you think worked?
I like your guys' synergy, how you play off each other's energy. I like the insight that you give in like the comedy world, especially for someone who's not a comedian. So it's nice to like what you guys' world is like, what you like.
It's pretty
talking
shitty.
Shit about other people and like.
I was about to say our comedy insight is a lot of shit talking.
Yeah, you're like, I'm kidding, but not really. But it's cool, man. I love PX. I love you guys. You have an awesome show, and it's a lot of fun just hearing your guys' takes on life and different topics and stuff like that. I do like the PX file, so
whenever you need me
to fill in, I can come up with like a JX file or something.
Oh, are you into the paranormal stuff?
For sure. I've never had any experience with it, but it's definitely interesting.
Okay, I have to ask one thing because we're trying to get this part going too. Have you had your worst neighbor? Or what was your worst neighbor? Like, I'm curious.
My worst neighbor was probably somebody that had the SWAT called on them, but that was like a few years ago.
Wait, you called in a SWAT on somebody?
No. The
SWAT came.
They just, the SWAT showed up at their door, but this is like around the corner from where I live. So it's been a minute and they've since moved out.
Okay.
Well, you said you're from Hayward or you grew up in Antioch. So I definitely believe SWAT at some point visited your neighborhood for sure. That checks out. Now, you also mentioned that you're the worst neighbor. What makes you think
he's the worst Jorge is what he said.
Jorge, what makes you think you're a worser Jorge than this Jorge? Because, you know, I put my shit out there and I'm not going to lie. I'm actually the best, but sometimes I'm not the best Jorge.
I'm telling Jorge he's the best Jorge.
Wait, which me?
Well, no, not you. Like, you're the worst. He's the best.
Hayward Jorge is the best Jorge.
Hayward Jorge is the best.
Yeah. Give me it's kind of like the multiverse where you have like good and bad. Like, you're Mario and I'm Wario, so...
Oh, Wario.
I like that. Well, I thought you were the good guy. I'm Wario, then.
But he thinks he's the bad guy.
Yeah, whatever.
And PX is the mushroom guy.
I'm the princess, duh.
No, you're the mushroom guy.
Toad? His name is Toad.
You're Toad.
Toad.
Oh, Yoshi.
I would rather be Bowser. I like the shell or King Kong. Like, I like King Kong. Donkey Kong. Oh, and are you El Salvadorian?
No, Peruvian.
Peruvian.
Wow. Bro, she was telling everybody you were Salvadorian food.
I didn't tell everybody.
She was like, dude, he makes the best pupusas and shit.
I didn't even say that. I think I was like, I think he might be El Salvadorian.
Yeah, he has like the Peruvian. Best pickled cabbage with the vinegar and everything, for sure.
So you being Peruvian, you guys are known for the, what's the thing with the seafood?
Ceviche.
Oh, ceviche.
Yeah. Ceviche, lomo, llamas. Machu Picchu. Yeah.
By the way,
not eating, but
okay,
just
that's what
in
I was
general.
Gonna say. I was like, okay. Is that what you guys eat then?
Did you know there's did you know there's a llama ranch in Hollister? Did you know that?
Ooh, that'd be a good field trip.
It wouldn't surprise me. That would be a cool live show. If we go field to trip. Like the llama farm.
Live show, yeah. The llama farm. Now, you are a ex coworker of PX.
Yes.
Is there any stories we should know about PX's work ethic?
I plead the fifth.
The good answer. Good answer. Hey, but I'm a great professional. I can be a great professional.
Nah, PX was solid. That was my BFF at work.
Yeah.
So now I'm on Jorge Island. So I just
work family. Yeah, I was just telling him. I was just telling him how I didn't get any money from that class action lawsuit. And I was like, "Why didn't I get anything?" So yeah, that was funny. No. But yeah.
But going back to the paranormal stuff, because I'm happy to hear that you're liking one of the segments, because we work pretty hard to put the best podcast and product out there. So that worked. Is there a particular field in paranormal that interests you? So you know,
or what was your favorite PX files? If you remember,
probably extraterrestrials.
Okay. Oh, extraterrestrials.
So you know what's so funny?
Yeah.
You know, we do have an upcoming PX files soon that has to do with extraterrestrials. Ooh. So you have something to look forward to, Jorge.
Yay. Sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
And you should include the Nazca lines. If you do a deep dive into that, man, you're going to be – it's so fascinating.
It is not the Nazca lines, but we should make one dedicated to Nazca lines. I think you are absolutely correct.
What's Nazca lines?
Well, it's
Nazca?
Nazca, yeah.
Yeah.
Heard of that.
N-A-Z-C-A. We'll get into it when we cover it.
But
okay, stay tuned.
It's very interesting stuff.
Okay, stay tuned.
All right, Jorge, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jorge. Yeah, thanks, no Primo. Worries,
I appreciate you guys. I look forward to talking to you guys more on the podcast.
Yeah, and thank you again for being patient with me. I was texting him while we're recording, like, five more minutes, 10 more minutes. But I appreciate your patience. And
Of course.
And I hope I hope you continue to enjoy our podcast. I hope to catch you at a live show sometime soon.
Yeah.
For sure.
You can probably do it from his house.
I'll definitely see you guys soon.
When's the last time you've seen a live comedy show, one of PX's shows?
That was the Faripa one, right? The Filipino one. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, when they had like the auction after or something.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What were they auctioning?
Like baskets, like gift baskets, paintings, maybe.
This was a comedy show?
It was a Filipino real estate. Filipino Real Estate Association event.
Oh.
So they hold it because it's like a board.
Jorge, are you Filipino? Or
he's not.
Are you married to one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Can I ask why you're doing it at a Filipino real estate
because
event?
Because the credit unions.
Oh.
Because obviously he got tickets.
Do you look Filipino?
No. He looks Peruvian.
I'm Mexican. I look Filipino.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Who tells you that you look Filipino?
Other Filipinos?
What? Oh, God. That's weird.
Well, when glasses. He does smile, maybe.
Or when he smokes.
Well, anyway, I hope to meet you in person at one of PX's shows. So
for sure.
Look forward to that. And thank you again, bud. Appreciate the email.
No, thanks, Primo.
Bye, worries. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.
That was funny.
All right. Yeah. He's off. Awesome. He's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I keep in touch with people that are awesome. You know what I mean?
Did we record that? We got that?
It's still recording. You didn't even have to say that you were text messaging 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Like,
no, because I felt bad. I felt bad.
That you were messaging him?
Yeah, no, I felt bad that we were just delaying it, you know, because we got into it. So I was like, because, you know, I just think of him waiting for the phone call.
Oh.
So I just wanted to inform him where we're at.
Oh, that's what you meant. Oh, I thought you meant you were messaging him while we were talking to him.
No, I was messaging him while we were doing this.
While we were, him not yet.
Yeah,
him
exactly,
not yet. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, that's what I was getting confused because I was like, why are you messaging him that while we're talking to him? Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I was like, he doesn't need to know.
And you know what? And you want to talk about it?
What? I think I'm the worst neighbor.
You brought it up twice.
What did I say?
So PX did get mad at me initially. When this email first got sent out.
Yeah.
I told PX, or I messaged you. I messaged you. Hey, ask if he's open to call into the show.
Yeah, and I said yeah.
Yeah,
and then I messaged him right away.
Yeah,
yeah.
And what did you guys do?
And you said, yeah, we'll do it next Tuesday.
No.
That we'll do it that time, right?
No.
What do you mean?
All I said is ask if he's open to it. I didn't ask you to schedule it. But you scheduled it.
Yeah. And I even confirmed it in the messages.
No, but you didn't tell me you scheduled it.
I said it in the messages. You didn't see any of the messages?
Pull up the messages.
Okay, I'm going to pull it up right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because PX was mad at me for weeks.
I wasn't mad at you for weeks. Well, I was mad at you for like 5 minutes. And I was just like, you know what?
No, you weren't mad. No, you were.
No.
So basically, I just asked her to ask if he's open to it. Then, you know, in my head, I'm like, okay, we'll schedule it once he's open to it. But she scheduled it to the very next episode.
Let me see.
And I did not get a message that you're like, oh, well, he's booked for this Tuesday's recording.
And anyway. I put on here.
Oh,
are we still doing that Jorge segment? And then you said not today. Oh, that's what it was.
No, okay.
And I said I asked him, waiting on a response. He said yeah, and he said today we are recording a podcast with Corday. And then that's when I asked you, are we still doing the segment?
Yeah, because my mind is you confirm he's open to do it.
Yeah,
but at no point did you tell me that you booked him for that particular.
Well, I mean, I was under the impression it was the next episode because there's never been a time when you ask somebody and it wasn't the next episode that they were on.
Right. Well,
and you know what?
You know what? It's my fault too.
No.
I get it. It's a part of it. But at the same time,
I like how you're like pointing it back at me. I was like, first off, there's 100% miscommunication, and I wasn't that mad at you.
We need to work on miscommunication for sure.
Yeah. No. 100%. I'm sorry if it probably hurt your feelings, but I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. What I was trying to explain was that.
And just for the listeners, after I told PX, no, we have Corday who canceled. So you know what? after PX in bold letters.
Yeah, I did all caps.
All caps.
It was all caps.
Don't ask me to ask something.
Yeah,
and that's what it was. Can I read it all out as the impartial in between here?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's where it all starts, right? So PX, you send the screen grab of your text with Jorge, the other Jorge, about the chat, right? We all like it. We're all giggling, or you guys are giggling and laughing. I'm just looking at the text messages and closing them again.
So this is through Sam's eyes.
You guys are ridiculous. Yeah. And then Jorge asks, Jorge says, ask if he wants to call in to the show and compete who is the worst Jorge, right?
Yep.
He does say that. But I will also say there's no date, time, suggestion of any particular moment in which that happens, right?
Right.
It's just put out there. You respond, I asked him waiting on a response. Jorge responded with a little smiley face. I, again, did not respond and just closed the message. PX says, he said, yeah, LOL. Jorge laughed. I'll let you guess what I did.
So when she said yeah, my head is she confirmed that he's open to it. You know,
I know that's my mistake. That's my mistake.
So at no point did I say this next episode or this date. So yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, it's about to get fun though.
Okay,
it's about to get good though, right? because after that, at a random juncture, because this conversation was March 8th. At 12:06 p.m.
A month ago.
Yep. On March 12th at 10:40, Jorge, today we are recording a podcast with Corday Snell as a guest, which, as you guys know, went awesome.
By the way, it's okay. We'll reschedule Corday.
Yes, absolutely. I actually really look forward to having him on here. Yeah. But yes, great. PX then says, are we still doing that Jorge segment? He listens to Your Worst Neighbor and used to listen to Lit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jorge responds.
Which is funny because that's why I think we were trying to bring Corday on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And interestingly, the very clear thing that's happening is because nobody's like saying or specifying dates or time, you guys are both thinking very different things while having the exact same conversation. And it's a mess. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful mess.
I like how Sam just like, he never does ever respond to any of these.
No.
Sam's like, these two idiots.
What are these two fucking boomers doing on here on Facebook message? Why are they making me check Facebook message?
Oh, God.
Ew.
Yeah.
Fucking ew.
You're like, Sam's seen it.
Okay, and then Jorge responds with what I will say. Jorge responds with a good, with a not today, period. Would love to call him on an episode without a guest so we can really get into a convo with him and how me and him similar and different.
Like today.
Yes, just like we did today.
Yeah, yeah.
And then PX comes in with, I already asked him for Tuesday. See? I'll cancel. My house is a mess. See? What time? Which, what a great string of messages.
Like a tantrum.
That's great.
That's a tantrum, okay? That's actually not that bad.
And to be fair, yeah. Jorge in no way checks in on this clear change of tone and just says 7 p.m. That's it. No, hey, what's that about? None of that. Just 7.
Oh, God.
To which PX responds in response to Jorge's message from the 8th. Remember, this is the 12th. He's replying to the message from the 8th.
Yeah.
Next time, don't ask me to ask LOL or tell me capital W, capital H, capital E, capital N, you want to have people.
You know what? We made it happen.
Hell yeah. And then the next message, Corday canceled.
To be fair to PX, if we went according to PX's plan, it would have worked out perfect.
But we had Tyler on that night. We had a great episode with Tyler that night. Yeah.
Anyway, but Hayward Jorge, we appreciate you.
Hell yes.
Thank you for listening.
You see the mess that I made.
Communication's hard, guys.
No, on the show.
No, PX. It's 50-50. It's my fault too. I should have been more specific.
And guys, it was not my fault at all because I wasn't even looking a little bit.
Sam couldn't even respond like, you fucking idiots. You guys are not even understanding what each other's saying.
He's the sound guy. We'll blame him.
Should be on
Yeah, it's my bad.
It's Schmitty's fault.
It's my fault.
You should be.
For like, not clarifying.
So now the next time I get mad, I'm going to be like, Sam, am I supposed to be mad right now?
You know what? I missed you guys. It's been a while since we recorded this. Yeah, I missed you, PX. Missed you, Schmitty.
Glad you're back. Glad you didn't get chopped off on Route 22.
Well, I'm flying out tomorrow to Montana.
Back? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Montana. Any serial killers out there?
Me, first one. Oh, I'll make it happen. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to Your Worst Neighbors. I can't even talk right now.
Your Worst Neighbors Podcast. Your Worst Neighbors Podcast.
Actually, we should close out on PX. Go ahead.
I'm PX Floro.
Jorge Sanchez and Schmitty. This is Your Worst Neighbors Podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Bye.